You're listening to Engineering Talk, your premier audio source for insight into fluid sealing, conducting, connecting, and shielding. In the first installment of our Sealing in Harsh Environment series, we explored high-pressure applications. Today, we're going to another extreme, freezing cold. Ball Seal Technical Sales Rep Joseph Bassetti talks about sealing in cryogenic environments.
One of the biggest enemies of effective sealing is extremely low temperature. That's why sealing in cryogenic systems can be such a challenge. In these systems, which are used to move or store hydrogen, helium, nitrogen, oxygen, LNG, and other gases, temperatures can plummet to well below minus 200 C, so it's critical to consider materials and designs very carefully. Because the molecules that make up most cryogenic media are among the smallest you'll find, any seal material that comes into contact with this media must have extremely low permeability. While virgin PTFE materials are sometimes used in these applications, we find that blended PTFEs such as Ball Seal's low permeability SP45 materials deliver improved performance. Ultra-high molecular weight polyethylene materials also have excellent properties for cryogenic sealing. The addition of a stainless steel cannon coil spring element can also boost performance and increase reliability. The cannon coil spring technology compensates for thermal expansion and contraction of the seal element, as well as wear and slight tolerance variations. Each coil acts independently to load conditions, and the spring seal combination is much more resistant to compression set. In pumps, valves, and other components typically used in cryogenic service, hardware surface finish is a primary concern. In a dynamic application, you want to make sure you've got a highly polished surface finish no more than 2 to 4 RMS or 0.04 to 0.08 microns RA. It'll reduce friction and seal abrasion, enhance sealing performance, and prolong seal life. For static conditions, the finish is a little less critical, but the general rule of thumb is that a smoother surface finish is going to enhance sealing. It's a good area to invest in. Another tip, if you're sealing cryogenic media, it's wise to consider a seal and locking ring combination such as Ball Seal's K-Series. The locking ring forms an interference fit in the gland which holds the seal in place. It reduces the seal's movement within the gland and provides a constant positive seal on the static side. The dynamic lip side retains its flexibility even at extremely low temperatures, and that property enables the cannon coil spring to maintain contact between the sealing lip and the dynamic mating surface while reducing friction. As a technical sales rep for Ball Seal Engineering, it's my job to help OEMs in aerospace, energy, medical, and other industries solve tough sealing challenges.
Engineering Talk is a production of Ball Seal Engineering Incorporated. For more information about this or any of our other podcast topics, contact us at 800-366-1006 or visit www.ballseal.com.